Incoming transmission from the time scanner. Entertaining fellow time agents
stationed in the field,
working in secret
to maintain the integrity
of the space-time continuum. Broadcasting to you from
Time Crystal
Omega at the heat death of the universe. Here is your host, the Time Scanner. And this is the Infinite Now.
What am I selling? Today, we have a Worcester sauce. It's a brand new take on the classic all-purpose seasoning, made with non-Euclidean Mobius eels instead of the traditional anchovies, and aged in Kentucky bourbon barrels. Would you like a taste?
You can really taste the barrel.
It really makes a difference, doesn't it? It costs a bit more than your store-bought Worcester, but well worth it, in my opinion.
And what are you selling?
Small batch brewed India Pale Ale. Brewed with the hops from Pandoria 9 so bitter they're actually venomous. It also takes on the smoky flavors of the Tennessee whiskey barrels it's aged in.
That is tasty. I may come back. There are lots of booths. I'll be back.
I sent Infinite Now correspondent, time agent, vulture, tugboat, hitch, X-ray to the farmer's market on the Spider Crab Space Outpost, circa 2176. It's a toroidal disc with artificial gravity and life support, where vendors show up to trade their goods.
So what do you got here?
Vanilla extract from blue vanilla orchids of the Horsehead Nebula. Aging the vanilla in whiskey barrels gives it a sort of custardy twist, rich and sweet. Drizzle it on our barrel fresh Greek yogurt to give your breakfast a special kick.
So the yogurt is made in whiskey barrels, too.
That's right.
There must be 8,000 booths at this farmer's market. Do you think I'm likely to find anything that isn't aged in whiskey barrels?
Oh, I doubt it. This market is known for only having the highest quality of everything. You can't have quality without whiskey barrel.
In the late 21st century, everything sold in the city was marked aged for X many months in whiskey barrels. The barrels were everywhere. Barrels outnumbered citizens. Whiskey became simply a byproduct of whiskey barrel production. "Please, please, just drink this whiskey," business owners would say as you walked down the street. "I need to fill this barrel with organic, artisanal sriracha." Placing food in a whiskey barrel and then removing it was the 21st century occult ritual, which willed customers to pay quadruple for any old thing that you put in them. To meet whiskey barrel demands, designer universes were created that were nothing but recursive, nesting wooden dolls, matryoshkas of whiskey barrels, within 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 whiskey barrels. Ad infinitum. Within the whiskey barrel universe, intelligent life evolved from the remnants of yeast within the wood grain. The intelligent yeast philosophers pondered the nature of their existence. "The universe is a whiskey barrel within a whiskey barrel," the elder said to his student. "And what's outside of that barrel?" the student asked. "Baby, it's whiskey barrels all the way down. Down. Down." You and I, we are not yeast. We do not live within a recursive whiskey barrel universe. But look around you, and you'll find patterns everywhere. Shapes and experiences repeat endlessly within the reality that you and I know. Over time, you'll see everything repeated. Elements of faces of people that you love. Curves in the road to your new apartment that seem to mimic exactly the contours of roads that you've driven on before. You're seeing the clues as to the endless nature of our existence. Our universe is not barrel-shaped. It is coincidence-shaped. Stare deep into every coincidence. Trace the outlines of the repeated experiences of your life. This is the shape of your existence. Sketch these shapes on a sheet of butcher paper and place the same shape within it, and within that, 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 and within that. Repeat until the paper is black with the graphite of your pencil. Now you can't see the shape at all. All you can see is chaos. All you see is chaos made out of endless, perfect repetition. Find yourself within the chaos. It's easy to find yourself within chaos because you are everywhere. You are every point, you are every plane, you are every space within this chaos. You are the endless chaos in which you find yourself. You are the endless order whose pattern makes up this chaos. You make the same mistake over and over and over and over and over again. You forget a loved one's birthday because of a selfish act. You miss out on a party you genuinely wanted to attend because of social anxiety for the 100th time. That's you all over again. You want to change this core aspect of yourself. You want to escape you. What's even outside of you to escape to? Walk right up to the edge of you. During occasional moments of clarity or altered states of consciousness, you may peer through the slats that divide you from non-you. What do you see on the other side? It's just more you. There is no escaping you. Baby, it's you all the way down. You can only escape yourself through imagination, by listening to others carefully and creating mental simulations of what their reality must be like. Empathizing. Empathy requires imagination. Hone your imagination. What would it be like to live in a universe of endlessly nesting gin barrels instead? Our realities each have their own unique flavor. Not being able to escape that is our own special torture. But we can listen to each other and imagine what it must be like to be trapped in someone else's mind, to empathize with them. Take a bit of their barrel's flavor and recreate it, and incorporate that flavor into your own universe. Enrich your own universe so that you can marinate yourself in existences beyond your own. I'll do this too, and we'll all be more valuable for it.
also have gin. We put our whiskey in gin barrels, and our gin in whiskey barrels.
Yes, invisible ketchup made from the fruit of the invisible nightshade plant native to Earth's secret moon. Our ketchup spends 11 months in a medium char American oak barrel, then gets transferred to a French cask where it is aged for another 3 months. Finally, we top this off by shipping it in yet a third barrel, the details of which are top secret. Yes, another whiskey barrel.
This has been and will always be
B.
The Infinite Now. Transmission complete.
This episode of The Infinite Now was written and produced by me, Richard Penner. Esther Adair was the voice of the Time Crystal interface. The vendors for this episode were Chris Bollinger, Erie Alexander of Jim Robbie and the Wanderers, Alexander Danner of Greater Boston, and Hadigari Khalsa of Radiation World. Find their shows at jimrobbieandthewanderers.com, greaterbostonshow.com, and www.radiation.world. Dan Manning is Time Agent Vulture Tugboat Hitch X-Ray. Dan is one of the creators of the internet's other time travel podcast, Ars Paradoxica, which is awesome and on which I play the recurring role of Dr. Fitzgerald, psychiatrist to the temporally challenged. The Infinite Now theme song is by Alice Effect. Find more of their music at aliceeffect.bandcamp.com. The music you're hearing right now during the credits, that's by Dr. Quandary. Find more of Dr. Quandary's music at drquandary.com. The rest of the music for this episode was by Psychic Mold, who is an incredible collaborator and friend. The song that featured heavily in this episode was from their album, We Will Walk Through the Glass Mountains of Our Father's Dreams, which was released as a 2-audio tape set where you're supposed to listen to both tapes simultaneously and asynchronously, so that it's never the same listening experience twice. If you like what you heard, go to psychicmold.bandcamp.com and download some music or order some tapes to listen to at home. More information on The Infinite Now can be found at theinfinitenow.org. If you'd like to hear more of the show, click the donate link and help to keep us running. Depending on how much you donate, you may get some weird storytelling in the mail to hold in your actual hands. I'm calling these Time Agent Mission Envelopes. They're signed and numbered limited edition art objects that tell a story in the Time Scanner Omniverse. I'm having a blast making these, and I'm proud of how they're turning out. They won't be reprinted or published in any other way. The only way to enjoy them is to donate to The Infinite Now on Patreon. Mission Envelope number 1 went out Winter Solstice 2016. Sign up between now and the end of March 2017 to get Mission Envelope number 2. This will also get you access to upcoming patron-only episodes. Again, the way to do that is to go to theinfinitenow.org and click donate. Okay, your very own personalized fortune for tomorrow is this. Decide what you want and go for it. That doesn't mean you'll get it, but you can't lay in bed and eat Toblerone all day, every day, can you? Use that foreknowledge wisely, and thanks for listening.